Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Hello again. Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel here, back with another episode of the Podcast of Steel. It has been a few days since the Superman trailer, James Gunn's Superman trailer, was released onto the world. And over the last few days, I've had a lot of fun speaking with the world, seeing lots and lots of memes, and just appreciating being a Superman fan. It's, again, I've said this a few times, it's always a good time to be a Superman fan, but right now it seems to be just such an electric time to be a Superman fan and a Superman ambassador. It's been really fun seeing the world react to that trailer. And in this solo podcast adventure, I'll be talking about it. Talking about how I reacted to the first time I watched it, to watching the world react to the posters, the moving posters, the fantastic score by John Murphy and John Williams, and just the last week in general, really, because it's been a bit of a whirlwind. This time last week, I was very grateful to be invited to watch the trailer a few days before it was unleashed onto the world. And for me, that was a very exciting moment. I felt privileged. And I had to sign a lot of paperwork, as one would expect, so that I wouldn't share that information with the world. I would have hated to be the person that spoiled that moment for Superman fans around the world. So, yes, lots of emails and contracts and signatures were signed, and it was an absolute pleasure to help, in a way, in my own little unique way, promote Superman. And to me, Warner Brothers and DC Comics are Superman's bosses. So for me to be able to help promote the story that is Superman, the legacy of this character, was an honor for me to do that. And I sat down after I received the link to watch that trailer. And it was quite unique because I could only watch it once. Oh! Now, when the trailer did finally get released a few days later, I was able to share my reaction video and speak with fans around the world and share the news that I had seen this trailer. But when it was that moment where I was hitting play, and I was like, okay, Luke, brace yourself. Try not to cry on camera. Don't be too loud. Don't be overexcited. Try and be as natural as you can be. I hit play, and I was hit with so much. Most of it, some of it, anyway, my afterthoughts were written down in one of my handy Insight Editions journals that are around my room and on my person whenever I'm out in the real world. I actually just recorded another video for this magnificent book by Insight Editions. It's on my table still, and it's an absolute beast of a book. Superman, The Definitive Guide. Sorry, Superman, The Definitive History. A gorgeous book, and that review is live now. And I'm going to put that book down because I don't get distracted, because my goodness, it's gorgeous. But yes, I wrote down some notes that I will share in a moment. But I hit play on that trailer and watched it and was blown away from the moment it started to the moment it ended. The visuals, the music, the teasing. Not too much was given away, which I like about trailers. But it was just a magnificent moment. It was so much fun to watch. And at the end, I thought, maybe if I just try and hit play again, it might work. I might be able to watch it twice, but, you know, you can't blame a geek for trying. But it was a one-and-done situation. And, wow. I recorded my reaction, And that video was shared a few days ago when the trailer went live. And I had to turn down my recording of the reaction because there was quite a lot of gasps and laughs and screams, a little bit of heavy breathing. But as trailers go, it was fantastic. I loved it. I loved watching other people's reactions around the world as well. And to be able to enjoy that by sharing my reaction video with the world as well was a fun moment. And it's going to be great to look back on that over upcoming months when we see more from this film, when we see more teasers and trailers and sneak peeks. I try to avoid most trailers, but it's quite hard for me to do that. So I just tend to go with the flow. I'm excited for the future. So I'm going to be excited when a new poster gets released or a new TV spot or new merchandise. Goodness me, the merchandise. The merchandise has already been, some of it has been shared this week on the DC website and Zavvi website of some gorgeous hoodies and Superman t-shirts. But wow. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting year next year when the merchandise comes around. My wallet is not looking forward to it, but I am, so that's okay. Plus, I've got a birthday in March before the film comes out, so I've got enough time to make some wish lists. And it's pretty much everything that's been released. Hoodies, t-shirts, mugs, water bottles. I'm sure there will be a line of crypto dog merchandise as well at some point. But yes, that trailer. We saw Crypto. We had that image released of Superman on what looks to be the moon or a planet sitting next to Crypto. And we saw the back of him. And I was like, okay, need to see his face. Is he going to be a cute little doggo? Is he going to be a charming doggo? Will he be a naughty doggo? And we did see that in the beginning of the trailer. Well, first of all, we saw Superman vulnerable. We saw him at his weakest, as it were. Out of breath, crash landing in the snow, breathing very heavily, much like I was. And it's like, wow, that's a bold move to have Superman be that hurt, to be that vulnerable in the snow. It was a unique choice for Mr. Gunn, and I'm looking forward to finding out more about why that trailer was made that way. On the day of watching the trailer, after that, I was invited to a live Q&A session. The questions were put towards Mr. Gunn before the recording went live. But he said some fantastic things about the movie process and the cast. The chemistry between David Corenswet and Rachel Brosnahan sounds electric, and I can't wait to see more of that. We do get to see a bit of them in the trailer, which was beautiful. But we did also find out that the first person to watch that trailer that blew up the internet last week was James Gunn's mum, his very own Ma Kent, and he showed it to her on Thanksgiving. I was like, that's, if you're going to show the world this trailer that we've all been waiting for so long, the first person you want to show it to is someone you look up to and respect and adore. And the fact that James, you know, he didn't choose the DC bosses or the Warner Brothers bosses, all those that played the characters in this film, he chose his mum. He wanted a beautiful and honest review, and I'm sure he got that as well. And I thought that was beautiful. But yeah, that trailer. I've been thinking about it for days since. What we saw, the sneak peeks, the edits and memes that have already gone on in the world. I've made a few. I've seen people making some fantastic, hilarious memes as well. But I love it. I absolutely love it when we get new Superman content. And boy, we've had lots over the last few days. Frame for frame. Those people out there that take those screenshots and make them as high definition as possible are heroes to me. To be able to zoom in to that costume and that cape and Crypto's face and even his little collar that has that Superman logo on the dog tag is gorgeous. I'm hoping on the reverse of that dog tag, it says, you know, if lost, please return to Superman or the Fortress of Solitude. But I am, James Gunn knows to tug on the heartstrings of those that do love animals. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of Crypto in the film. I don't think he's going to have a major role in it. There will certainly be a lot of Crypto content in the film, I'm sure. But we saw lots more in the trailer. Lots more. Including some gorgeous scenes of the Daily Planet. And the fact that there's a globe back on the top of that building. And it is a globe, an actual globe, as it were, on top of the Daily Planet building. And we saw some of the offices. We saw some of the crew. We saw Jimmy, our first sight of Jimmy. And, yeah, much like a lot of you wonderful people, I've watched this trailer quite a few times. I am still spotting new things. And Metropolis looks beautiful. The sounds, the score was just... We've heard it all now on loop, I'm sure. We got a sneak peek of that last week, of some of that score, with that moving poster, which was delicious. And there's been lots of thoughts. My thoughts is that it might possibly be a humming voice singing Baby Clark or Baby Kal-El a lullaby as he's being put to sleep or being put in that rocket that sends him to Earth. Now, a trailer wouldn't be a trailer without some emotional moments, and boy, did we get them. And we saw the Kent farm, and we saw Clark and Pa Kent looking quite somber. They were wearing plaid as well. Big fan of plaid. But we didn't see Ma Kent. Now, is this going to be a film where Clark loses his mum instead of his dad, as it has happened in many different interpretations over the years? But that scene, they are both looking very emotional. And what's... Oh, Superman without Ma Kent is an interesting choice. A powerful bit of storytelling. Time will tell. It's certainly a question that I want to put to James Gunn after I've seen the film and hopefully not been spoiled by other things. But those two together, I love any scene with Clark's or Kal's parents, whether it be his biological or adopted parents. It's a fun part of the Superman tapestry. But that was a powerful scene. We didn't see much. We didn't get pretty much any dialogue. I think the only dialogue we got was, take me home. Take me home, Crypto. And I did make a meme of take me home, country roads. I apologise. But I'm a fan of country music, and that particular song is a classic American folk song. And if that does appear in the soundtrack, I won't be mad. I won't be mad. Even though James Gunn did mention that this score will be more soundtrack-like. There won't be many songs in it, or any songs, I don't believe. Hopefully we get confirmation of that soon. But what we did hear from John Murphy and John Williams was beautiful. Including that Top Gun almost riff on the electric guitar. I was like, that's making me want to stand up and salute Superman. That's glorious. That's epic. And we've heard in some interviews where some of the flying scenes with Superman are quite similar to those from Top Gun, which I thought were amazing, both the original and the sequel. So yeah, add some more heavy guitar riffs, add some more epic flying shots through valleys and over mountains and under bridges and through tunnels. Give me all the flying scenes, James Gunn. Give me my Superman flying as much as he possibly can. I want to see that cape. That glorious cape and that glorious costume flying across the screen. And we did see a bit of that in the trailer. Not much, but enough. And we saw Crypto's cape and his collar. And I can't stop myself from smiling when I think about that dog. Oh. It was a definite highlight for so many people around the world. Seeing Crypto and Superman. But for me, there were so many other highlights in that trailer. There were sneak peeks of Metropolis, and there were little moments with other heroes as well. And villains. Lex, Nicholas Holt, hello. Can we start a campaign now where we get Nicholas as the next James Bond? There was one image where we saw a beautiful bald head in a tuxedo with a gun. And Lex Luthor looking very, very mad. Whenever Superman is flying outside Lex's offices, whether it be LexCorp or Luthor Corp, I love when Superman's just like there, often saying, "Would you like to step outside, Lex? Or do you mind if we have a little chat?" I love those moments. And we're going to get that in this film. But there was another moment where we saw Lex so enraged, so angry that he had tears in his eyes. I was like, oh, we're going to get some fantastic moments now between Superman and Lex. The villains that I love to hate, and Lex Luthor being one of those. And I've been a fan of Nicholas's since many a year ago when he featured in the film adaptation of Nick Hornby's About a Boy with Hugh Grant. Fantastic film. And I've enjoyed watching his career evolve over the years. Soon I'm going to be going off to the cinema to watch him appear in Nosferatu, which I can't wait to see. But of course, I'm so excited to see him as Lex Luthor. And those scenes that we did get where he just looked ominous, he looked villainous, he looked angry and enraged and just a man on a mission to bring down Superman. And yes, I want to see that right now. It's going to be a long few months. July the 11th, 2025. Can't get here soon enough. What else? My head was just filled with fun things though about that trailer. Again, as I go back to my handy Inside Editions little booklet about what I wrote down, what I enjoyed, what I saw. Everything. I just loved it all. It was all so good. I've shared my reaction video and I will share that a few more times, but those moments in the trailer when he's inspiring people, he's saving people, he's saving children, scenes that were straight out of comic books. I love any time my hero gets his time to shine, as it were. I have always been a fan of that moment when a trailer is finally released and we get images and we get glimpses of a different method of storytelling, a different style of filming. We got that definitely with Zack Snyder. We've got that with Donner. We've got that over the years with TV and movies. Everybody has brought something special to the role. Every time my hero gets the chance to be played again and his story be told and retold is an exciting time for me. I'm Team Superman. Always have been. Always will. And in 20 to 30 years' time, I want more people to put on the cape, put on the boots, and take on the role of Superman. But there seems to be something different with this trailer and the reaction that it's had around the world. We've seen James Gunn shared some information that this trailer has been one of the most popular trailers that DC or Warner Brothers have ever put out. And I'm so happy that this is the first film going into this new DC film universe. We've had the Superman, the Christopher Reeve story, and that was a great way to start. And to see that DC Studios animated logo begin the movie was great. But next year we get this film. It's going to be that first leap into this world of DC comic storytelling. And oh, I'm so happy and proud to be that Superman fan that gets to see this new story shared with the world. I've heard fantastic stories about how people are reacting to this film in this trailer in cinemas. Children excited to watch the screen, to scream out Superman, to scream out Krypto. And Derek from the Smallville podcast, he sent me a fantastic video of his son watching that trailer and being so excited when he saw Krypto on the screen. It's a beautiful thing. it's wonderful to see all this positive feedback online. Now, don't get me wrong, I've had some negativity in my feeds over the last 7 days. Some of it manageable, some of it quite nasty. Some of it quite nasty. Now, I've got broad shoulders. I've been called most names under the sun. I worked in customer service for many years, so I've heard them all. But I have deleted some, just because there have been so much anger and sometimes bitterness towards other people's opinions and thoughts about why they're excited for something. And I never really understood that. If somebody's excited for something, if something brings somebody else joy, don't try and rain on that moment. Don't try and bring them down to make them feel how you feel. I understand that people are going to have negativity towards this hero, towards this filmmaker, towards this franchise. And I'm always going to see those comments. I can't hide them all. But it's those moments when somebody's really happy and excited to watch this film and be excited to talk about this trailer. And instantly, the first thing that some people want to do is hit reply and let them know why they're wrong. An opinion can't be wrong. An opinion is how you feel about something, and everybody is entitled to that opinion, which is why most comments do stay. But when a comment, again, is nasty, has got some real foul language and derogatory terms, I'm going to delete them. I love the comic community. I've been a part of it now for over 10 years. I've seen the good and the bad. Quite literally, this is not my first rodeo when it comes to Superman franchises. And I enjoy interacting with people around the world, talking about Superman, talking about trailers and comics and the things that bring me joy. And there have been times in the past where I thought, actually, is it really worth coming online to see all this bitterness? Would I rather just sit back and enjoy my comics and enjoy my TV shows and my films the way that I want them to be enjoyed, by having that moment of escapism? But then I remember those moments when I've really had a beautiful connection and made new friends with people around the world because of Superman. It's a wonderful moment when I get a message or an email from someone saying, I saw this Superman item in the shop. Do you have it? Do you have this book? What Superman books can you recommend to me or my children? Those are the moments that I live for. And over the last week, I have seen more positivity than negativity online. And I love that for Superman. He's the reason why I do this. He's the reason I've been enjoying this part of my life, being a Superman ambassador and internet person, if that's what it's called. We don't use that influencer word around here too much, as it has some negative connotations sometimes, but just the last week's been a beautiful time to be a Superman fan, engaging with the audience and getting excited for the future and for this character and for new fans to emerge from this film. If a Superman film does well, it means that more Superman films will do well in the future. And with that, more fans will emerge, which means more merchandise. And as you can see, Luke loves merchandise. Luke loves collecting. And this symbol, this House of L, there's been many of them over the years. And I will always be excited to see new ones. But this last week has been just a fantastic week. I'm looking forward to hearing more about this film's journey, learning more about how it was made, learning more about that score, learning more about that costume and that cape. And again, this book, which is filled with information and ideas for future podcasts, because lots more are coming. I'm hoping to release at least 2 episodes a month, talking about the film, talking with Superman fans and cosplayers from around the world, and when I get the chance, writing more official information about the film, as I've written down most of the cast and crew that are working on this film. There's a lot of people that are making this film happen, and I'm grateful for every single person that is working behind the scenes. And I hope to interview some of those people as well one day. I'd happily shake the hands of every single person that has helped bring this movie to life. Because just for the happiness that it's brought over the last 7 days when I finally watched that trailer. And yeah, it's just exciting. It's a fantastic way to start 2024 and go into 2025 when this film gets released. The world is bubbling now for DC Entertainment and comics and the studios. We've had Creature Commandos, which is having fantastic reviews. The Superman documentary, which is winning awards, and I'm so happy about that. And we've got some fantastic comics, including Absolute Superman, which has been outstanding. But as I said, it's always a good time to be a Superman fan. And yes, right now, as we said, over the years, we've had many Superman crumbs. And I'm always grateful to grab those whenever I can. But right now, as fans, we are all eating very well. And I hope this continues for many more years to come. And that in the future, the DC Studios journey is a popular one. I want these films to do well. If these films do well, I get more superhero content. It's a win-win for me. And I'm always happy to see my Superman, to have his stories told. Because when that happens, he's always going to be relevant. His story will continue to be told, and he will get more stories whilst we still are there to appreciate the ones that have gone by, like all the ones that are behind me on my shelves of still. I'm rambling now, but I'm happy because I'm talking about one of my favourite subjects, which is Superman. And that's why in 2025, there will be many, many more podcasts talking about this film, the legacy that is Superman, the tapestry that is the history of Superman, and so much more. And without you wonderful people listening or watching or seeing what I post online, I wouldn't get fantastic moments where I'm able to help be that Superman ambassador, to be able to help share his news with the world, to be able to help share my happiness about what Superman means to me. And I'm grateful for that. I've said before on the podcast that when you talk with somebody about something that gives them passion, this light within them, much like a lighthouse or a Care Bear, it irradiates from them. And you see their face change. You see them share more about what makes them happy. And that's what I love doing about Superman. I love talking about him. I love hearing about him. I love reading about him. It's a passion of mine that's certainly taken over my life in a weird and wonderful way. And I will be talking about that on the next episode of the Podcast of Still, which will be my first episode of 2025, where I will be talking about what I got up to in 2024 and what things I'm excited for the upcoming year, especially that Superman movie. Thank you for listening. I'm Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. Thanks for listening to me ramble on for, I'm not too sure how long this went on for, just over half an hour. I'm happy with that. This was going to be a short and sweet episode where I just deconstruct the trailer, but I think I've rambled for long enough. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the Geek of Steel. Thank you for all of this. I will be back soon with a brand new episode. If you want to find me online, just search for The Geek of Steel and you will find this funny little bearded face on socials like Instagram, X, Threads, Facebook. And there are more episodes of The Podcast of Steel and many more will be released in the future. Have a super day. Happy holidays. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Superman, and I'll be back soon with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.